Welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thank you, Mark, and thank you for listening to this Texans Today podcast at HoustonTexans.com. I'm Drew Doherty. It's Tuesday, December 1st. Steve Slayton, running back for the Houston Texans, had a good first half on Sunday against the Colts, and he took some questions from the media talking about what happened versus Indianapolis and more.
How would you describe the mood of the team today after a day later after another tough loss?
You just got to look forward to the future. You know, we got another game this weekend that we have to prepare for and put this one behind us.
Would you say that the rest of these games would be a must-win? Is that how y'all are thinking of it?
I think every game is going to be a must-win, but definitely these last five are going to be two tests for us to get to the playoffs. We're going to have to win every one.
So you still feel like this team can get there?
I still think so. I mean, that's anything's possible. I mean, it's not to done to say.
Why do you think it is that this team seems to come out on the losing end of every close game they're in? What do you think is the problem there?
I think we're just a play away. I think, there's always, it seems like in a game that if you would have made one more play that you would win, but I think that's what it is. But I think we can make those plays, and hopefully through these last five games we can make those.
Is there anything that the coaches are doing or not doing in those situations that you think could help or that hurt y'all, or is there anything that could be changed, do you think?
No, I think the coaches are doing a great job. I think it's up to us. I mean, they make the calls, and we just got to execute.
Is there anything that you saw in particular on film that's jumped out at you that we need to fix that?
I think just our intensity. I mean, Coach said intensity from the first half to the second half is definitely a big difference. I mean, the way we came out the first half is how we play all the time.
I asked Antonio this, and does it almost feel that, I don't know how much you pay attention to the outside stuff, but, you know, everyone's pretty much written guys off. Okay, that's it. The Texans are done. Do you guys kind of, like, feed off of that? That, you know what, it's us against the world kind of thing?
I don't do it. I don't feel that way. I mean, it's a team sport. So, I mean, I count on the guys that are in the locker room to help me.
Did you feel it, like, that you weren't coming out as strong in the second half? And was something you noticed?
I mean, you always have that in your mind whenever you start, and especially against this team or against the Colts. You always want to come out firing again. But, I mean, it just seems slowly but surely we weren't firing all cylinders.
Also answering questions was defensive end Antonio Smith, who said his team has nowhere to go but up with five games remaining in 2009.
After looking at the film, was there anything that stuck out to you?
Missed opportunity. You know, mistakes here and there, and not having poise in situations where you should. You know, we saw there in the fourth quarter, we had a play where Dante made a big hit, and we kind of got a little uproar about it. And while we doing that, you know, he lining up and throwing the play and throwing the pass for 30-something yards, you know, and that's something that comes along with experience.
And for you guys, is it difficult after the last two games that you've had to turn the page and then, okay, focus on Jacksonville? How do you go about doing that?
You just got to keep it fresh on your mind. Keep speaking it, you know, keep saying it to your teammates. Turn the page, you know, let's go. We got to look forward to the next week, because if we get caught looking back into the past two games, you know, we're going to end up looking back in the past three games and then four games. And before you know it, you know, you didn't have a 6-10 season, you know, or 5-11 season. And that's not what you want. You know, you want to learn from it, but you also want to let it go.
I can't imagine that you're spending a lot of time listening to talk radio or to the fans out there, but everyone's pretty much written you guys off. And I know that that's not the mentality here. Do you kind of embrace that? Like, look, it's us against the world. We don't care about everybody. Can that bring a team together?
I think that's like the best tool for an underdog, is for everybody to be against them. If you know how to take it and you know how to step up to adversity, because I think that's the exact same way, you know, we felt when I was with the Cardinals going into that Super Bowl drive, and nobody felt we could win, so we didn't have nothing to lose. We just play our best ball and try to prove the world wrong. It give you like an extra juice, like you're trying to prove, like I said, prove the world wrong.
Being around the guys today, what do you feel like the mood of the team is today?
Disappointment. Everybody disappointed, because they know that both of the games that we played, we could have won them. They could have went either way. You know, this last game, the last few minutes of the game made it look better than what it really was, but it could have went either way. We could have won this game, the game before this one, and the first game with the Colts, and I think that leaves a bad taste in your mouth.
Why do you think it is that in close games this team always seems to come out on the short end? Is there anything you can put your finger on?
I can't put my finger on it. I think it's just a change of a mindset. You got to change your mindset on, you know, hoping or wishing bad things don't happen to going out there and knowing that you're going to execute no matter what happens. Kind of like how they kind of did, you know?
Is that something maybe you can learn from seeing that they weren't rattled, they weren't upset when they were down so much, just to, as going forward, that y'all need to have a mindset like that?
Yeah. You take a look at all the great teams out there over the years, you know, and try to take a little bit from it, from the veterans who played on teams like that, and them speaking up and saying to the players that haven't been in that type of situation, you know, this is how you got to handle this, and this is how you got to step up in adverse situations.
What is the coaching staff like in those close games, and is there anything they can do they're not doing, or that maybe, is there anything you can point out that you'd like to see? Or
I think the coaches are just like us when it comes to them crucial moments. They trying to do everything they can do to win, just like we are, you know, when it comes down to it and we know we got to get it done or we could lose this game, you know, it becomes like a desperation mode, like you got to do whatever you can do to win, you know.
You've been on winning teams. How do you think you can change the mindset to we can win and we're going to get over that hump that this team has not been able to do ever?
Banding together, you know, and believing that it can be done. That's the only way you can do it. If you believe on it, you know, and put your all into it, I guarantee you it'll happen. You know, if you believe something bad gonna happen, an interception or a fumble might happen or a touchdown pass, more than likely you like waiting for it so it does happen. I think, like I said, it's a mindset change, and you got to believe in what it is that you want to accomplish.
In talking to the guys, do y'all around here still feel like y'all can win out and the playoffs are still a possibility for y'all?
There is a possibility. You know, it's not longer a possibility until, you know, they say that there's no chance for the Houston Texans to get into the playoffs. I think that's the way we're taking the rest of this season. You know, kind of, I don't really want to jump on the bandwagon, but kind of the approach that Tennessee took in saying that they're not going to lose any more games. It's almost to the point where we got to have that mind frame, you know, not less saying it, but doing it, you know, just there is no tomorrow. You can't lose that. You can't lose no more games. So what else can you do but hope to and believe that you can win 10 straight games?
We thank you again for listening to this Texans Today podcast. We want you to stay here at HoustonTexans.com to find out more about your favorite football team. I'm Drew Doherty, and I'm a Texan.
Ball time.